Hi, folks. It's Scott from buyandselldvc.com. Have you ever thought of giving your family a lifetime of Disney vacations? What if we told you you can lock in today's rate for the next 50 years? Again, that's buyandselldvc.com.
Hello, welcome to the Dub D Dub Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by two of my friends. I got Jenny Berger and Cassandra Callahan, and you probably remember them from last week's DCA show, but this week we're on for a different topic. So we've got a good Disney show on really a subject that not a lot of people know about. It's a DVC-related show. We're going to talk about, essentially, it's a trip report, but really education on Disney's Hilton Head Resort. And so if you've not been there before, you know that Disney has Disney Vacation Club properties essentially in Florida, in California, in South Carolina, you know, and you're like, I didn't know they had one in South Carolina. So it's a beach resort. And if you've not kind of ventured outside of the bubble in Central Florida, you really aren't aware of this, but they have a full out resort to explore. So Cassandra and Jenny took their families, their kids, and went for a really cool vacation. I want to learn and pick their brains and hear all about their trip and ask a ton of questions. But first, thank you for joining me, ladies. Again, I appreciate that. And before you get into it, I want to hear something good in your life. You guys got something good to share? Let's go with Jenny first.
All right. Well, I think this is going to air after the fact, but our 14-year wedding anniversary is coming up in about a week. So that's pretty exciting.
So he's been managing you and dealing with you for 14 years plus at this point?
Right. Yeah. Plus. Yeah. Yeah. If you, oh my gosh. So I don't know. What are we at? 16, 17 years total, maybe? It's been a while.
Gotcha. Jenny, can I ask, what is your husband's first name?
Chris.
Oh, all good things come with people named Chris. I'm just going to say that right now. Let's jump to Cassandra. By the way, awesome. And congratulations too.
Thank you.
For you. Cassandra, what's your husband's first name? I'm just curious.
Chris.
Wow. Lots of good things. This is good. This is nice.
Yeah.
And you got a good friend named Chris too. Anyways, share what's good in your life too.
Well, speaking of anniversaries, I will be celebrating my 1 year anniversary with DVC-Rental. Working with Scott and Shannon Ferrioli on May 23rd. So okay. It flew by. It has absolutely flown by. I cannot believe it's been a year. I think I may have given notice to my job a week ago. Like I gave him 5 weeks notice that I was peacing out and I'm moving over to DVC. So.
Wow. That really did fly by. I remember just when you were the new kid there and had questions and learning and going down and training with them and holy moly. Wow.
Yep, so.
All right. So let me put you on the spot and you don't have to say something bad as far, but like, give me something really cool. And then give me a challenge that you like worked hard to grab onto. Tell me a challenge in this last year and maybe explain what your job is, if you don't mind with them.
Sure. So the really cool things is I get to, as a Disney fan, I get to work with Disney Vacation Club properties day in and day out. And I find myself even on the weekends checking our mail because I just love it. You know, you don't have to go to the parks, you know, to enjoy Disney. I mean, the resorts are, I don't want to say an attraction, but you could do a resort stay and be absolutely busy with things that they offer, things like that. So something that I have had to adapt to was, you know, while I was DVC savvy, there were still things that I wasn't so confident on. You know, there's a lot of ins and outs, holding points, points that you can't see on the background, that kind of things, working with multiple, you know, a lot of members have multiple contracts and with use years. So that, you know, kind of crossing over that way. The biggest challenge in coming from a commercial property management standpoint, where I was working with owners and tenants in a professional setting, doctors and whatnot, and working with engineers, is now I'm working with the daily, you know, the general public. And so it's really the personalities that I've had to deal with, and kind of not, you know, while some of them are amazing and, you know, I build relationships with them, there are some wackadoodles out there too. And just learning to letting to learn that role, to let it roll off your back. You know, I take everything so personally. I want to make everybody happy, and you just can't make everybody happy, you know? And so that's been the biggest challenge.
And that might not even come from people that you're directly dealing with business. It might come from just people emailing into the site looking for things that are completely
So the
Facebook group, so I'm not trying to run a promotion for Scott, but like, what is the Facebook group for, is it DVC resale?
It's DVC dash rental webpage on Facebook.
Gotcha.
And so recently we started sharing daily deals that I do first thing in the morning. And I really enjoy doing that because sometimes we have some amazing deals come up last minute. They may be even reduced cost. So like a 5-night stay at Kidani could run $1,500 versus $3,500 you're going to pay booking directly with Disney. And so that has really, I think, gained a lot of traction. So I love it when, I mean, recently, I think maybe on Thursday, I shared one and within an hour it was sold. So of course, you know, so I love when that happens.
Cool. I do see like the occasional comment in that Facebook group where someone will say, hey, looking to rent like like a one bedroom over like Christmas and willing to spend like $12 a point. And I'm like, you know, I make that face like Steve Carell's face from like The Office where you're like grinning like I don't know if you know how this works, but okay.
So that's
what you mean.
Yeah, DVC is definitely a product that you want to look at booking as far out as advance. What we are putting on these daily posts are confirmed reservations, which means that a member has gone in, booked this reservation. It is a done deal. You know what I mean? So you don't have to worry about availability. And then all we do is we go and talk with Disney or member services and then get all of the information changed over to your family's name. So that's the only reason we're able to do these last minute bookings or these deals. Because if you came in with a general request and said, hey, I'm looking to travel in 2 weeks and I want to stay for 5 days at the Grand Floridian, we're not going to be able to help you.
Yeah, for sure.
Unfortunately, nobody will be able to help you.
This is true. And you could get that bookings, you can get those bookings from a lot of different ways, but it could be simply if your family booked it and now can't pull the points back for a number of reasons. Like, hey, I've already got this confirmed. Can you help?
Right. That happens. And that's, I think, initially how confirmed reservations started. And then it's now, you know, sometimes members come in late to the game. Hey, how can you help me sell these points? They're like, look, we're going to have to go in and grab what we can. And we recommend you discount them. You know what I mean? And so that we have a lot of locals that watch the site and they're looking for good deals. And, you know, I don't blame them.
Yeah, of course. And so they can be like, I've seen one that you posted. It literally netted down to like $170 a night for like a Disney like deluxe resort. And I was like, sweet cat's pajama. It's like, this cheap.
You can't even say it. You can't say it. Pop Century for that cost.
Heck, the Ramada on 192. Yeah. It'd be, you know, when you factor all that in. So, but you said something earlier. I want to segue off that for a moment. You said something that really piqued my interest. So if you're listening, you guys already know me and know how I vacation and know how I go to the parks, which is, in fact, we don't go to the parks all that often. When we were active DVC members, we would often go down there with the family and we try to maximize our stay. So I've got 3 kids and we were like, okay, it's just not feasible. We don't have annual passes and we're not going to buy like a 4-day hopper. It just gets really expensive. So we might go, if we were there for 5 days to Central Florida, we'd be like, let's spend a day at the park, but let's spend a day at the Springs, and maybe we'll go shopping to the outlet malls one day and go to Gatorland one day. You know, got an AP there.
Yeah, of course.
But then we're going to go to like a resort only type option. Mm-hmm. So let's go and jump to the Wilderness Lodge and take the boat ride over and do the Seven Seas Lagoon monorail tour and go visit. And, you know, we found those days were like the most fun because mm-hmm. we had to be creative in our mm-hmm. thriftiness over at yes. Walt Disney World.
Yes.
And then you're like, okay, well, let me explore about this pin trading. Okay. Mm-hmm. And let me explore all the cool, fun things. Like I can go and get the, I know it sounds weird, like the coloring pages and color Duffy. And all of a sudden you found like magic in unexpected, mm-hmm. really affordable options. So yeah. that segues nicely to, we've got a resort to explore. It's called Disney's Hilton Head Island Resort. It's located in South Carolina. So, and it's how far would you say it's good? 5 hours, 5.5 from Walt Disney World? If you were traveling in a car, how long
yeah.
would it take you?
Yeah. I think that's fair. Probably 4.5 to 5 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Describe it to Hilton Head is located by what city in Georgia and South Carolina? What is the biggest city that's located by?
It's pretty close to Savannah, Georgia. Okay. Yeah. I think there's a boat that goes back and forth between Savannah and Hilton Head. So it's pretty close to Savannah. Obviously pretty close to South Carolina, Georgia, Georgia state lines.
Gotcha. And it's known for a lot of things. Hilton Head is known for family getaways. It's known for golfing.
Golfing. Yes.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
Known for the Atlantic Ocean and beach vacations. And mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's a subtropical climate, kind of like Florida feels from April till yeah. October. But yeah. it's definitely in the south part of the country.
Oh, yeah.
So you can swim and you could be at the beach at times where you otherwise wouldn't. Now, you're not necessarily at the beach in January, you know, at this point, you know, unless right. you're a hardy soul, but you can definitely swim. So,
well, and I'll say I live in South Carolina, so the trip was only 2.5 hours for me. And I know a lot of states have the same thing, but, you know, South Carolina in January could be 80 degrees, mm-hmm. you know. So I guess it's really luck, you know. It wouldn't be so bad to be at Hilton Head in January.
Okay. So behind the scenes, if I could just speak for you guys, and then you guys echo in, please. The Berger family, the Callahan family, behind the scenes, you know, they, you know, kind of joined up and they become best of friends. So much like all of our group, literally all of our group, we've established relationships that are literally the best of friends and families, the lines between where, you know, families start and friends start, it gets blurred because these are the people that literally talk to each other every day. So we've all been on vacation together. We're all planning further vacations together. And these two beautiful people decided we're going to take our kids and go and enjoy spring break. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yep. That's correct.
Okay. And hopefully not kill each other, because sometimes these relationships go to the side when you're, no, I'm just joking.
I am happy to report it went swimmingly.
Yes. It was so wonderful.
Okay. Yes. So both moms, but not the dads. Is that correct?
No dads.
They were working.
Okay. So it was all the skirts and the kids, right? Is that how I got it? Is that correct?
Yeah.
So
yep.
Oh, very good. Yep. Okay. And each of you had two children to bring. Mm-hmm. And what was the oldest to the youngest? Describe the ages of the kids.
So my son, Sean, is the oldest. Mm-hmm. So he's 13.
Okay.
And then, he's 13. Parker would be next, who just recently turned 13.
Turned 13, yeah.
Sean will be 14 in a couple months. So it went Sean, Parker, then my son, Owen, who's 9, mm-hmm. and Audrey, who's 5.
5 going on 19.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Times. Yes.
Okay. And what was the accommodation like before we even get into the lobby, the food, the pool, the beach, the resort? What did you guys, one bedroom, two bedroom, two separate rooms? How did you guys stay?
So Disney's Hilton Head Resort's actually, you know, it's a DVC property. You don't have to be DVC to stay there. You can book directly through Disney. Of course, you want to book far out, but it's primarily made up of two bedroom units.
Okay.
I can't remember the count of the two bedrooms. I believe they have 19 one-bedroom units, and then they have 19 studios. And the studios, of course, have the kitchenette. And we were both in studios.
Okay, so separate accommodations. Mm-hmm. Okay, so something else you told me off air, which made me like, what? It's spring break, right? This is a spring break trip. When was the first day someone checked in, and when was the last day? What were the dates of the vacation?
So I got there on Friday, March 31st, but like we checked in late that evening, like around 10 p.m.
Okay.
And then we stayed, and both of us stayed until Wednesday, April 5th.
Okay. So if you go to Central Florida, you pick any DVC resort, any moderate value deluxe resort. If you go from early March to literally the first or second week of April, the crowd size is peak capacity. Is that a fair statement in Florida?
Oh.
I mean, it's max capacity, right? It's spring break. So everybody in the world is going to Florida, whether it's Disney or not, it's max capacity. What was it like there? Was it the same crowd level or?
No.
Not at all.
Close. No.
Yeah. Okay. No, in fact, we alternated between staying, and we'll go into this a little bit more, but Disney's Hilton Head Resort is split into two sides. You know, you have your resort where the primary resort is, and then you have the beach house. So even being at the resort, there were some days there was barely any people in the pool. You know, there were some. And then when we would go over to the beach, you know, in the summertime, I'm sure you know, you're shoulder to shoulder, maybe not to that extent, but pool chairs everywhere. I mean, like you could find a pool chair with no issues. Mm-hmm. We had lots of room on the beach for the kids to run. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Okay. So that's not their peak season down there.
Not their peak season.
Not at all.
What is peak season for Hilton Head?
I want to say, it's summer for sure. But okay. The week that we were leaving, they had a big golf tournament coming up. So you really have to pay attention to the golf tournaments. You know what I mean? But it was, and even then it wasn't going to be to the extent the summer was.
Okay. So we're not peak season at this point. Were the point charts, was the point value of this approximate? Because so if you don't understand DVC, the rooms, if you're a DVC member or if you're renting DVC points, there's a cash value, but the cash value gets converted to a point system. So for example, it might cost you 10 points a night to stay at a value view of a studio at Animal Kingdom. So that equates to 10 points. But if you wanted to stay in the Royal Asante Suite, which is a 3-bedroom at Animal Kingdom, it might cost you like 89 points a night to stay there or 120 points a night. So it's all based upon what you guys want. And if you prorate that over the week, 5 nights at 10 points, you get a studio for 50 points or 800 points, depending on what you want to spend your point value on.
Right.
Was it the same there? Was it?
It wasn't. So, and you know, points obviously translate to how much more money it's going to cost you if you rent DVC points. So one thing we looked at, while obviously Walt Disney World is going to be shoulder to shoulder busy spring break, because a lot of people flock there, the point charts, you know, increase by, I don't want to say 50%, you know, it depends on what season you're looking at, but it's peak season. You know what I mean? So it is significantly more expensive, a higher point chart to go to Walt Disney World during spring break. Whereas you look at Disney's Hilton Head Resort and there's no change in the point charts. It was super reasonable. Now in the summer, the point charts increase significantly at Hilton Head, but that's their peak season.
Gotcha. Understood.
So it was really like, it's going to be hard to beat that, hard to beat that value of staying at spring break at Hilton Head. It really will.
Okay, so what is the weather like? So spring break, I'm thinking South Carolina. I'm still thinking pretty moderate, if not warm. Is that correct?
So I want to say we were mid-70s. And it was kind of a little bit breezy. We only had we were there. Let me count on my fingers. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We were there 5 days. And between the 5 days, I think we only encountered showers one time for 30 minutes. Yeah. So in that regard, because April showers bring May flowers, yada, yada, yada. We got very, very lucky. You know what I mean? But it was beautiful because it wasn't scalding hot, you know, because a lot of the times Jenny would, and I would just lay on the pool chairs in our regular clothes while the kids swam, and it wasn't uncomfortable at all. Mm-mm. It was beautiful.
Okay. Was the pool heated?
I don't believe it is. So pools at Walt Disney World, they are heated, but I think that, I don't think that they are.
But the pool water wasn't freezing. It felt fine.
No, it felt fine. Yeah.
So let's talk about the resort then entirely. So you drove, Cassandra, obviously. Jenny, yes. You drove down from Maryland as well too?
I did. And that's actually why we came in on the 31st instead of the first when Cassandra checked in, because we did have a longer drive. It was about like 7.5-8 hours, depending on traffic. Okay. And I didn't want to spend like our first day of our families being together driving. So we left Friday afternoon. Like, we didn't rush out the door or anything, and just enjoyed the drive and, you know, made a couple stops. We made the stop at Bucky's, of course, and hung out there for a while and did some shopping. But we just really, you know, took our time coming down.
Nice. That's a good thought, because you certainly don't want to start the first day. Always that first day of vacation, if you arrive after a long drive, that takes a lot of mental, you know, exhaustion. Mm-hmm. You're already tired. You have to focus on the road. So I completely get that. What is the theming of the resort? What is it supposed to look like? And what is the feel when you drive in?
Well, you know, Hilton Head is a whole entity. Like, even when you're driving to the resort, it's very, I don't want to say beige, but, you know, there's restrictions in place as to how businesses can stand out. You know, like McDonald's has a beige sign, you know, it can't be gaudy or any of that. So, you know, again, we were saying that the Hilton Head split into two separate sides. And so the primary portion of the resort is kind of like on marshland, you know what I mean? Hammocks everywhere, paddleboard, bocce ball, grills. You know, if you look out, you know, in the distance, you have the marshland with the, I don't know what you call them, not cattails, but, you know, the grass.
Okay.
And then you see boats passing by. And the primary part of the resort sat within a community called, was it Shelters Cove? Shelter Cove. So it was a marina. So the other side of it's kind of like a marina, you know, and it's close to shops and restaurants and kind of things like that. A lot of bicycling, you know, people on bicycles going around, and that's their primary mode of transportation. So just a very low key, chill resort. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
So before we even enter the resort, is it possible that you would park and you would walk and exit the resort onto the street there, onto the drive there, and have access to restaurants and food options within walking distance? Is that accurate or no?
Yes. Yeah. Within Shelter Cove. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so like
very short walk. I mean, it was a
5.2 miles to get to where we had lunch. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And how close is the nearest grocery store? The nearest non-DVC type.
Half a mile. Publix was right there. The Fresh Market's there. Okay. Super close. Yeah. Okay, super convenient.
So it's really designed for the family vacation where you're going to picnic, but you're not having to spend the entire day at the park. You might be golfing, but you're either getting food at the Publix or the restaurant, or was there dining options inside the resort? What did that look like?
So, go ahead, Jenny.
Oh, so the main part where you actually stay, where all the villas are, they have one dining option and it's called Tide Me Over. And it's comparable to like quick service that you would see at the parks. But in my opinion, it's actually cheaper than like going to Disney World quick service. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're a DVC member, they actually give you a discount whenever you order from Tide Me Over.
Yeah, 10%, which you don't get at quick services at Disney World.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then over at the beach house, they have another quick service type restaurant called Signals.
Do they have a drink cup?
They do.
They do.
Refillable mugs. Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Does it look like the Walt Disney World?
It does. Yeah, okay. Exactly, it's the same like one. It. Yep.
Okay.
And I want to say it was $20. Mm-hmm. Initially, we weren't going to get it. My family's not huge soda drinkers, but between the two kids, we got, you know, got them $20, and we were going to be there 5 days. You know, so we put it to good use.
Yeah, done deal. Done deal. We're not soda drinkers either when we go to the Walt Disney World, but we'll buy the drink cups just for the coffee and
exactly.
Yep.
Okay. Well, and you know, it's funny you mentioned coffee, because if you stay at the Hilton Head Island Resort, they have free coffee in the main lodge where the lobby is, and also a Tide Me Over free coffee outside there as well.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessary to have the drink cup. You get free coffee then.
Yep. Right. Free coffee. And like Jenny was saying at the lobby, so they have coffee in the morning, and then from 3 to 5 every day, they put out free cookies and lemonade.
Whoa, cool. Mm, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Good cookies. Yeah. Or are we talking like,
no, good. Big, good big, like good
cookies. Good. It's got M&Ms in it. They had a variety. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Macadamia nut.
Did they have a shop there? I know merch, but like, did they have mm-hmm. a shop for like DiGiorno pizza and stuff like they would have at any
sundries
type shop?
It's probably the smallest shop, you know, on DVC property. Very, very small. They do have, a couple necessities and a couple your refrigerated items. But they have merch and stuff like that. But one of the biggest selling points, even before my family had gone to Disney's Hilton Head Island before, is everybody has always commented how fantastic the cast members are. Mm-hmm. And they, cast members in general are pretty great, but there is something to be said about Disney's Hilton Head cast members, because above and beyond, I mean, you just would have entire conversations with them. You know, they really were amazing.
Like our checkout day, I actually got sad because I was like, I'm going to miss the cast members.
Yeah.
Like they were that fantastic.
Yeah. They were great.
Okay. Let me speculate. And this is completely inaccurate, but I'm going to speculate, working in customer service myself in Florida, you tend to have everybody want a vacation, and that vacation's got to be magical. So your expectations are super high. So, and you're only in that room for a little bit. And that cast member probably gets beaten down with requests or demanding guests that mm-hmm. may not have their expectations mm-hmm. met. Mm-hmm. But in Hilton Head, you kind of go in knowing that the vacation is going to be what I make low it key. Be. And right. low key, it's going to be a beach vacation. So like that pace of life and vacationing is a little different mm-hmm. down there.
Yeah.
So I could imagine that's probably a really desirable position. I almost want to think that Vero Beach probably has a similar cast member mentality, because it's like, hey, listen, here's what we got. We got the ocean. It's pretty cool. Take the load off and go check out the ocean.
You know? Want to make some tie-dye and Mickey tie-dye t-shirts? We can do that. Yeah. Right. Some s'mores. Okay.
You know, I had housekeeping come and deliver a, what's it called?
A box
kind
fan.
Of like, I did have that, but
the
like a foam, like an extra cover for the fold-up
mattress
sofa.
Pad.
Yes, mattress pad. That's what I'm thinking of. Because the fold, it was, so you got the regular bed in the studio and then a fold-out bed from the sofa. Mm-hmm. And that apparently, the one in our room just wasn't the most comfortable mattress ever. And, you know, Sean was complaining. So I asked if they could bring me something else. So they didn't have a mattress pad, but they did have like a thick mattress cover that they brought to put on top of the mattress cover that was already there. Mm-hmm. Worked out great. But anywhere we are going with this is when the cast member came to the door, I tried to give him a tip and he said, I'm not allowed to accept that, but I hope you have a pleasant evening. Hmm. And I was like, in the world, if they bring me something to my room, I don't know. I always tip and they take it. So I don't know if it's a role at Hilton Head or not, but that cast
it must
number-
be. Yeah, it must be, because I had, you know, I always order like 8 extra blankets, 3 extra pillows and a box fan. And I told this little joke earlier, but when I ordered that last time at Disney World, they kind of hurt my feelings because they asked if I was building a fort, but But I sleep with a weighted blanket at home, so I've got to have that. You know what I mean? But the same situation. I tried to tip the gentleman who delivered it. He said, nope, all good. You know, all good. Let me know if you need anything else. So, it was, you know, it wasn't like there was no kind of resentment or anything. You know, they were just, here you go. Let us know if you need anything else. Okay. And then speaking to, you know, Jenny commenting on the couch sofas, most DVC properties that are going through a refresh are now getting the Murphy pull down beds in place of it. You know, it goes from a sofa or, you know, while it's up, it's a sofa and then it pulls down. It's a Murphy, you know, Murphy bed, but it's got the same type of mattress as a regular bed. So Disney's, the Hilton Head Island Resort's going through a refresh in July. Now, we don't know if they're getting a Murphy bed as well, but I'm sure that they're going to swap out those sofas.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. So refresh July 2023 is when it's supposed to be starting.
I want to ask you guys about the room quality, but before I do that, Jenny, were you offering him a tip like Kevin McAllister in Home Alone 2? Or was it like a chocolate coin or something like that where they were like, ma'am?
No,
we're good. We're good.
It was money, you know, but he was like, I just hope you have a pleasant evening and please let us know if you need anything else. And I was like, okay.
So there's a further dub show on tipping at Walt Disney World property, because there is like rules and unwritten rules. So it's good to understand that going here, because you might go in with the expectation that, okay, I'm going to have to leave $6 per person per room, and they can't accept it at Hilton Head. What about the room like quality? Was it the same, new, refurbished, older, flat screen TVs? Give us a picture of that.
Definitely older, but so I don't want to say it felt worn. You know what I mean? There was, you know, like it was still pleasant nice. And yeah, it was still, and they're some of the largest studios within DVC property. I think it was 450 square feet, which is pretty large. So a little bit smaller than the Polynesian studios. So it is a large studio. It's really cool setup, because you walk in the door and you have a kitchenette to the left, but it's almost like a full kitchen just without the dishwasher and the oven.
Like it's its, you know, own, so it's dedicated big space.
Yeah, it's not like a little wing. In the sleeping, it's like a little area. Wing. Yeah. Yeah. So it's this little, you know, which is really cool. So we found it fine. Flat screen TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure USB ports will be added. I think there are a couple possibly, but we always travel with the USB little they did tower. Have... Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And the balcony. It's holy
huge.
Oh, those balconies were huge. We had like a full like picnic table out there and rocking chairs.
Yeah.
And there was like still room to walk around.
Yeah. Nice. It's a huge balcony. Yes.
Nice. Yep. And it overlooked, what did your balcony overlook? Parking lot, marsh, water,
no,
forest?
We were on the back end. So we, both of us stayed, actually we didn't have adjoining rooms, but we were right next to each other. So we could like lean over the balcony and holler at each other. But we were both in the Live Oak Lodge. We were both in the Live Oak Lodge, which is the main building, the check-in building, because there's multiple there's a lot of buildings there. And so really our view was of, you know, the stairs coming down the Live Oak Lodge. I can't remember if there was like a game, you know, because there's a lot of like I said, like horseshoes.
Mm-hmm.
The last time we stayed there, we had a view of a lot of hammocks. And then you have the Spanish moss hanging from the trees. It's beautiful. And there's also some views, and it may be more two bedrooms to where you're looking out over the marsh and the water, and you see the boats kind of go back and forth. Like that would be beautiful. We didn't have that view, but we didn't have a bad view.
Okay.
It was more like a walking path, like the walking path to get around to the other buildings. And, but you know, you still had nice trees and the moss and stuff like that.
Okay. So we're staying at the resort. Let's say we just wanted to make this resort only. What are things I could do at Hilton Head and I wouldn't have to leave the property? Give me some fun things, or what do they set up? Was it like gigantic chess or like basketball hoops or tennis, or like what is there to do there? Bike rentals? What is there to do at Hilton
Head? There are bike rentals.
Tons of bike rentals on property. So so where Tide Me Over is on the second level, and the community hall is on the second level as well. But underneath that is where you check out, you know, you can rent your bikes. You can rent your fishing poles. and get your bait to go fishing off of the pier, you know, that's on the, or the, yeah, I guess it's the pier, that's connected to the primary resort. It's where you can sign up for all the activities that may cost. You know, there's some free activities, a lot of trivia that happens at the pools, but there's also, like we did Mickey tie-dye t-shirts. There were, you could paint characters, like painting. There were, you know, paint firefly jars, that kind of thing. Okay. But there was also, what, ping pong on property? Yeah. I think we did see the large life-size chess.
There was a little putt-putt, remember? That they were hit, boys were doing a little putt-putt.
So a lot of those kind of outside games, mm-hmm. they had just kind of spread out all over the resort.
Okay.
Not necessarily in one central area.
And it's not expensive. Like Cassandra mentioned the fishing poles. It's like $5. $5. $5 a pole. And they give you the bait.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to actually ask, and what did the cost for the tie-dye that you guys participated in?
It was, so it would have been $20, but it was $18 with the DVC discount.
Okay. That's not so bad at all.
No, so you got a t-shirt and you got the experience. And that was, I've been wanting to do that for years, you know, and going to Walt Disney World, but we're like, okay, I'm going to do it this time. Okay, I'm going to do it this trip, but you're always in the parks.
Right.
Mm. You know what I mean? So this gave us the prime opportunity to do it.
Oh, and we can't forget the s'mores. So they do a campfire and the resort provides you all of the ingredients. Everybody gets enough ingredients to make 2 s'mores a person, and it's free.
Yep. Yeah. And you have to pay for that. They have free marshmallows at Walt Disney World, but you have to pay for the graham crackers and the chocolate. And here, it's free.
And they gave you little fun-sized candy bars to go with it, too, if you wanted something special in your s'more. Yep.
Okay. So I want to get to the big headliner, which is the beach. But I'm going to put a pin in that for a second. If I was to go with my wife and I said, okay, I want to go there, but I'm a foodie. I love eating at restaurants that are really fancy, but also really authentic. If I walk to the street nearby, would I find those close by? Would a person be happy, or is it largely chain restaurants on that street?
No, there's a lot of individual, I don't want to say mom and pops, but like within Shelter Cove, and you don't have to stay with, you know, but Shelter Cove, which is part of I don't want to say a shopping community, but you know, it just is where Disney's Hilton Head Resort. And like you drive, so off of the main road, driving into Hilton Head, you go into Shelters Cove, and then one way is this resort, one way is this resort, another way is this resort. And then, you know, a little bit inside more is you have restaurants, Scott's Fish Market. You can see from the Disney's Hilton Head Resort itself. I know that my coworker Debbie and her husband recently went to Disney's Hilton Head Island. They loved it. They ate at Scott's Fish Market. I don't want to say every day, but they were running a buy one, get one free entree, and Debbie's not going to pass up a good deal. But they loved it. But there was probably like 4 or 5 restaurants within that walking distance of Shelters Cove, a lot of like souvenirs, the shopping. And then of course, so it's not all chain restaurants.
Understood. And if you got a car within probably 15 minutes, the world is at your feet.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So before we get to the ocean, put a timetable on this. What would be an ideal length trip? Because I'm not seeing this, maybe I'm incorrect. I'm not seeing this as a week. I'm not seeing this as a 10-day trip. Some people go to Walt Disney World for 14 days. I'm seeing this as like a good trip for between 4 to 7 days.
I'd say 4 or 5 days.
Max. I think we were about... We would have explored the island, and apparently there is a trolley that will take for free that will pick you up in certain areas of Hilton Head and take you around the entire island.
Okay.
So if you're willing to go explore Hilton Head, if you want to play a lot of golf, if you want to bicycle, because you see so many bicyclists riding their bikes with their family. But because we were limiting ourselves to primarily resort, going to the beach, you know, exploring the beach house, by, you know, the fourth day, we were kind of like, okay, we've kind of, you know.
Okay. So let's go visit the headliner, you know, and, you know, I joke about this because I've never stayed for a beach vacation in my life. But I visited Vero Beach once when DVC allowed you to resort hop, and we literally checked in for the day and got our, and it was like the best day we've spent like on Disney property. I know you're like, you got the parks. I'm like, mm-hmm. You cannot beat the ocean. You cannot beat the ocean. Yeah. It's so beautiful. It's so impressive. Yeah. So tell me about this. Is it walking distance? Is it right on the property? Or how do you get to the beach from your resort?
I mean, I'm sure you could walk it. I'm not sure how long it would take you. I believe
you'd have to go over a highway, though.
Okay.
Well, the main road into.
Right.
But a lot of people bicycle it. But there is a shuttle that runs continually, I think from probably 8 to 5, because it wasn't prime hours, you know, prime time, you know, for 8 to 5, they just continuously go back and forth transporting guests to and from the main resort to the beach house. So that's what we did. I did my first Disney bus ride ever.
When you say continually, though, is it one bus that goes back and forth like this all day long?
Yes, it is. Same driver. Same driver. Yes.
And I mean, it's only a few minutes that you're on it, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's 10 at the most.
At the most, maybe. I was going to say it's probably like a 7-minute ride.
Right.
It's like a half a mile. It's probably a mile, half a mile away from each other. So it's pretty close. It's just across the way.
You're on the ocean now. Is there a special reserved area for Disney Hilton Head guests, or is it roped off? Or
not on the actual beach.
Right, not on the beach. But when you're dropped off by the shuttle, you approach the beach house, and that is owned by Disney. And so you go there, and that's where they also have, they now have a second pool within the beach house. And then it's surrounded by beach chairs, and it's where your second quick services signals. And they have Dole Whips and, you know, like a bar and stuff like that, but also the drink refill station. You can, you know, take your mug over there. And then from there, they also have a pool table, games, that kind of thing there. And they also run trivia. So they have a cast members doing, you know, things over there as well. And then you walk down the stairs, you know, onto the pier, to get to the ocean. So that is Disney's dedicated area.
Right.
And then once you get on the beach, you know, I guess like you kind of stay, you know, in that area, you know, in front of it, but it's not roped off or any of that. And you can rent beach chairs and umbrellas and stuff. We didn't, but.
Now I will say though, Chris, you asked, is the beach itself like kind of designated? And it's not, but you cannot get back into the beach house from the beach unless you have your key card. So there is like a gate that prevents people that aren't staying with Disney's Hilton Head Resort from getting into that area.
Okay. Describe the beach to us then. I've not seen the sand. I've not seen the ocean up by South Carolina. Gritty, white, dark,
clean, it's
dirty. Describe it.
Well, it's not Myrtle Beach because, you know, Myrtle Beach is dirty. But it's not Florida, white sands, clear water. You know what I mean? I want to say it's probably gritty, you know, and it's not, there's broken up shells, but it's not like you're walking on broken up shells the entire time. So it's sandy, not clear water, but not unpleasant. It's not like muck, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just not clear. And it was, you know, while it was warm outside, probably mid 70s and very sunny, all the kids, and I think Jenny and I walked in the ocean. The kids, of course, nothing stopping them. But it was still a little chilly. The ocean water was still a little chilly.
That was cold. That was cold.
You know, I don't care what people say. Even July in the Atlantic, in Vero Beach or in Clearwater, that water's cold. I don't care what they say. Oh, the water was so... No, it's cold. It's freaking cold water.
Yeah, okay. So I'm not alone because like even when Chris and I went into the ocean when we were on the Disney cruise in April, in the Bahamas, we got in the ocean. I was like, whoa, it's so cold. Why is it so cold? Yeah, exactly. It was cold.
Is there things like tubes or like beach balls, things like that to play with down there? They provide things for you at the beach? No, not really.
No, you have to bring your own.
Yeah. So the pools, of course, provide life jackets. And then whatever else you can scavenge from the leftover guests who left behind their sand pails or their noodles.
Well,
I think there were some pool noodles at the main resort, but I think it was probably left over by guests, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
How was the seashell hunting?
We got there a little late, probably like 10 a.m., 11 a.m. So
yeah, because we went and had breakfast first to tide me over.
Yeah, we did. So, but Audrey picked up a few tiny little seashells, but we really didn't. I'm sure whatever was there that was worthwhile had already been recovered. Okay.
If you live in a warm climate, or if you live, you know, on essentially an ocean or a beach, it's not a big deal. But if you come from the middle of the country or a cold climate, you know, one of the coolest things to do is just walk along the beach and you look down, you find sand dollars or you find, you know, starfish. Yeah. And you find, and like when you find a whole shell, one that you might literally be able to buy for like $3 at the neighborhood wizard gift shop.
You struck gold.
Oh my God.
Gold. Yeah.
It is like you just found like a $20 bill. I can't believe it. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and, cool. And really cool as Audrey and I were walking from the beach house, because she had to go back up to the beach house to go to the restroom. We were walking down and somebody was taking pictures on the little, you know, the stairway back to the beach. And there were about 5 or 6 deer in the, you know, the sea dunes or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really cool. Like, I wouldn't have expected that. So, nice. Yeah.
Was there a marina close by? If you wanted to rent a fishing expedition or you wanted to rent a wave runner or a jet ski or something like that, could you do that close by?
Yeah, at the main resort, it was, you know, on a marina. So there was marshland on one side and then the marina on the other. Oh, and it looked like there were areas to rent. And then as part of the activities you could do or sign up for, there were kayak guided tours that left. There were kind of nature walks, guided tours, or you could of course explore further on out where they have dolphin watching and, you know, that kind of thing.
Man, so, this sounds like a vacation that might be conducive for like 3 days with kids, but up to like 5 days if it was just you and your husband.
If you just wanted to just relax,
chill, exactly, read, chill. Connect, you know, so awesome.
And okay, you know, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. You please.
I was going to say, you know, we did venture out away from the resort one day and we took the kids to a place called Adventure Cove where it was like an indoor arcade and putt-putt. Well, the putt-putt was outside, but you know, the kids really enjoyed that as well. And I mean, that was only like 2 miles away. We didn't even have to drive far.
I'm imagining close by, you probably have a lot of miniature golf, a lot of arcades, a lot of moonshot, you know, trampoline type things and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like you're going to find that in any tourist attraction like this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But okay, let's talk about the cost, if you don't mind. I want to ask you this question. So you mentioned to me that it was relatively low cost. What studio did we discuss this? What was the point value per night? And then did you just have the points? Did you rent the points? Did you borrow? Tell me about this.
So I am confirming. I actually checked in April 1st and that point value was 23 points and we stayed 4 nights. So for 4 nights for me, spring break was 65 points. Okay. So that would run you probably about 150 points at Walt Disney World. Mm-hmm. So 65 times 25 is the current going rental rate, renting DVC points. And so it would be $1,625. So $400 a night.
$400 a night,
You know, give or take some. For Disney property and, you know, like I said, there's so many things that are included.
All the Disney touches. Okay.
Yeah.
And so let me ask you another question and a personal question. You use your points up like a fiend. Did you have points for this? I got to ask you that because like I've seen the Callahans go through points like water. How'd you?
Yeah. You know, we're always down there for bonsai trips using up our DVC points. We're kind of, we need some more DVC points. Add-on-itis is hitting. So we actually did not have enough points for this stay. And so I, you know, conveniently enough, knew where I could get some DVC points to rent.
I know a guy.
So I reached out to Scott and Shannon and rented some points to them. So what they did is, you know, what we do is we work with members who have DVC points that are not going to utilize them. And then we have renters like myself in that moment who need DVC points or who want to stay on Disney Vacation Club property. And we kind of were the broker, in a sense, for that deal. Mm-hmm. So they, in return, worked with the member who had extra points and they secured my reservation. You're given a reservation just like if you were to book directly through Disney, and you link it my Disney, you know, your my Disney account. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. It's seamless.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep. So you literally, you went from being an employee to actually being a customer.
Yeah.
In this transaction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And now I've rented some of my points too, as has Jenny. So, you know, while I go through a lot of my points, I'm like, oh, I need to rent some of my points to pay for this expense too.
Yep.
Because I want Halloween party tickets, you know, for our September trip, but I don't want to pay $400. Let me rent a night out somewhere and it, you know, pays for itself. So
give me a tip. What should a person prepare for or bring they might not otherwise think of for a trip? So Central Florida, you're thinking, okay, I got to make sure I've got a poncho and I got to have sunblock. But like here, like the game's different, right? You may not be outside all day, or you might be just, you know, covered by shade or whatever. You know what I mean? So give me something that you'd be packing or preparing for.
No, Parker got scorched. So Parker, definitely do not forget your sunblock, even if it's shade, do not forget the sunblock. Really, it's just preparing for a different kind of vacation.
Right.
You know what I mean? Preparing to actually take your time, you know, not rushing out the door, you know, sleeping in, bring a book, you know, enjoy each other's company. I mean, like Jenny and I would just sit there while the kids were in the pool and just, and you know, chit chat and so
it was so nice, you know, just being able to talk and catch up, and the kids had a blast playing with each other.
Okay.
I will say the Disney Beach House does not provide chairs for the beach
or beach towels.
Right. Yeah. So or beach towels. So there is an external company that rents chairs on the beach, but rumor has it that price is pretty hefty. So I would say if you're someone that enjoys sitting in a chair on the beach, you know, maybe bring a couple of the collapsible camp chairs with you and definitely bring some beach towels.
Yeah. Mm,
good one. Can you bring the, I guess, could you bring the room towel, the bath towel with you, or is that going to be?
Oh yeah. I mean, and there's the pool, you know, at the beach house, and we saw plenty of people down there with the pool towels. I mean, cause they're just, they're exact same towels as you find at Walt Disney World. They have the ridges, you know, that's how they deter, you know, are able to differentiate between the hotel towels and the pool towels. And they're the same that are at Walt Disney Resort. So they don't get mixed up. But yeah, we saw a lot of, you know, quite a few people down there with those. I don't think it's, you know, I don't want to say it's frowned upon. I mean, you're not going to go down there towel-less. So
I'm completely jealous. So I'm already in my mind envisioning scenarios where we've gone to Florida and then we've hit Hilton Head and then we've stopped off in Lexington, South Carolina on the way back home. That's pretty much the trip I'm imagining.
I'm down for it. Yeah. So we'll find a local joint to eat at. We're good.
I love it. You know that.
Yeah.
So, okay. Describe Hilton Head in three words. Jenny, give me three words.
Relaxing, quiet, and fun.
Cassandra?
Nature, family oriented.
Dang, you put those six words together. Like everybody with their kids are like, really? I never knew this. I'm going, you know, at this
point. Oh, I mean, that's all. Driving on the main stretch, you see, I mean, no less than 50 people, you know, coming in riding bikes. Mm-hmm. It's the big thing to do down there is bike riding. And a lot of, you know, people with their kids in the little hardback, you know, their toddlers in the hardback. Oh, and we saw the tandem bikes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was really cool. So, yeah, there's a lot of good places to eat down there. I wish we would have had an opportunity to try the trolley to explore the island a little bit more, but it's really nice that it hasn't been commercialized, you know, that they have to kind of stick to the, you know, the, I don't know, the hue. What do you want to call that? You know, like a certain guideline with, it's like, I hate to say it, you know, cause I frown upon HOAs, you know what I mean? But it's kind of like Hilton Head's a big old HOA.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got two more questions before we go, and I want to let you guys go because you guys have given me a lot of time today. First question, and this is going to be a Stacy question. Let's say you're one of these weird people that love to run and love to exercise, Is there an option for you down there? Do you have a place to run, jog, work out? I imagine they got a workout room.
They have a workout room.
They do.
Yeah. But what about outside, besides running on the beach, like you're Rocky and Apollo Creed training for the match? What else do you have?
You could run on, because the whole thing is paved, right? It's all paved.
Yeah.
And we did see somebody. There was somebody that was running past us on the boardwalk part.
Right. And it's not like it's crowded. I mean, like we rarely had people behind us on the walking paths. It was just so serene and quiet. Yeah. In fact, we were probably making the most noise out the.
Hard to imagine that.
So, my last question, because when I go on vacation, I love to get away from the resort too as well, but it's not necessarily for the things people think about. It's close to Savannah, Georgia, which is, it is like the best preserved city in the South as far as architecture goes and for historic value. Antebellum style, beautiful. How close are you to Savannah at this point?
Where's Google at?
I think it's 45 minutes, maybe.
I know that there is a boat that goes between Hilton Head and Savannah. So Hilton Head to Savannah. Did you Google this already, Chris?
I know I have not, but I know it's close.
Because it is very close.
That would literally be a day trip in my mind.
It's a day trip. Yes, absolutely. We're going to Savannah. Yeah. Okay. Hilton Head to Savannah ferry. There's a ferry that goes between. It is a 44-minute drive. Okay. Apparently, you can bike it in 2 hours and 33 minutes. And if you walked it, it would take you 50 hours. And per my phone.
If you walked it. Nice.
So this wasn't like my family's first trip to Hilton Head. We've been, you know, to Hilton Head several times. We didn't stay at the Disney Resort every trip. But we have done the day trip over to Savannah before, and it's not a long trek over there, and it's just such a pretty city to walk around.
Yeah, so there's like on where you can buy these get your guide, you know, like it's almost like So there's a Hilton Head to Savannah round trip ferry ticket, and it's $85. I guess per adult, and it's 8 hours, but it gives you the experience
of being in a boat, you know,
And then it leaves you 4 hours to explore Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Yep. This is a question for Cassandra. So you're listening, you're not a DVC member, you're interested in renting points, or you are a DVC member, you have questions. What's the best way to get educated on Hilton Head, rent points, rent your points, or anything otherwise in this? And this is actually a promotion because Cassandra does work for DVC-Rental.
I do.
You could buy DVC with them as well, too. So
yeah,
give me some help.
So you can reach me at DVC-Rental.com. And actually, if you want to go there and explore, it kind of walks you through what the process is. If you're a member, if you want to rent your points, what that process is, you can check availability for any of the Disney Vacation Club resorts. And then you can book directly. If it pops up as available, you can book directly from there. And we are immediately notified and we can book that stay for you. You can always find me on Facebook, Cassandra Callahan. I'm in the Edcot groups, as well as the DVC-Rental webpage Facebook group. We'd be happy to help you. We've helped so many. And then also, if you're looking to buy a DVC contract on the resale market or sell a contract on the resale market, our broker, Jason Erpelding, can help you at Buy and Sell DVC.
Outstanding. Okay. Yep. So that's all the information you need. And you can also, like Cassandra mentioned, you find us in Edcot. Yeah. It's we like to say listener, it's not, it's a friend group. People will help you there. There's a lot of, you know.
Yeah.
Debbie's there. Debbie Allen is there as well, too. So please.
Yep, she's great.
Join us. All right. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go to Hilton Head. You know, that's.
Yeah. I mean, like, you got me look, we're planning. Me and the kids are, because I have annual passes and I'm trying to justify the annual passes, we're planning on spring break at a Walt Disney World next year. And it's really hurting because I know what kind of chaos is going to ensue there. Mm-hmm. Versus what kind of vacation we just had for spring break at Disney's Hilton Head Resort. It's going to be polar opposites.
Mm-hmm. And my kids are asking. Because I gave them the choice for, because our spring breaks don't line up, unfortunately,
they don't line
next year.
Up. Yeah.
And so I asked them, and they want to go back to Hilton Head. So yeah, they loved it so much.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay. Questions? Feel free to shoot us your questions. We'll get you answers. Again, in EDCOT or anywhere you can find Cassandra, which is, you know, what is the Facebook group? Is it DVC Resales or Disney Vacation Club Resales DVC? I screw this up every time for Scott. I apologize, Scott.
It's so. DVC-Rental webpage, and then there's also Disney Vacation Club Resales DVC.
DVC, that's it. That's the one.
Yeah. So you can find me active and pretty, and you know, in both groups. So just say, hey, where's that Cassandra lady?
Gotcha.
You know, you'll get to me.
Okay. So for my friends Jenny and Cassandra, I'd like to thank you. We hope we piqued your interest in Hilton Head, and we can get you answers for your questions, and we hope you enjoy your vacation. Share your pictures if you go, because I watched your pictures and I was like, oh my gosh, that looks
it was amazing.
I need that relaxation in my life.
Such a good time.
For Cassandra and Jenny, I'd like to thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
All right. Bye. Thank you. Bye.